Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, D. Miles. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Harris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. And now, play ball. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter misplays the ball. That's an error on Suter. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball four. Callaway moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Kennedy trying to get to third. Johnson throws the ball into Blair, who tags Kennedy for the out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tresh moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 1 in the game. Miles takes first base on ball 4. Knickerbocker moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to third. Miles moves to second. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Siebert is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Wright moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogue bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway misplays the ball. That's an error on Callaway. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knickerbocker moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Eschen now playing shortstop. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-2 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harris, and towards Blair, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miles hits a line drive into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Johnson moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Siebert is walked intentionally. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Eschen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Eschen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Eschen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eschen strikes out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-3 in the game. Swift is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-4 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to third. Vallow moves to second. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miles hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Quell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. QL goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.